This week's parsha is Parshas Vayishlach, and the parsha starts with Yaakov sending emissaries to Esav, and the emissaries coming back and saying that Esav is coming against Yaakov with 400 men. Yaakov became afraid. Yaakov prepares himself to do three things. For prayer, he prays to Hashem. He prepares for war, and he also prepares to give a bribe to Esav. And we'll continue with Pasuk number 23, which is a story about Yaakov fighting with the angel. It has been written a lot about that, but we're just coming to add certain things or clarify certain things. Pasuk number 23 says, Vayakom balayla hu, he got up that night, Vayikach eshtei noshav, he took his two wives, Shtei Shivchoisov and his two maidens, Ves Achad Osor Yelodov and his 11 children. Rashi right here asks a question. Wait a minute, we know that Yaakov has 12 children. He has at this juncture 11 boys and a girl, Dina. So why do you mention 11 children when you have 12? Vedina Echoisa. Where was Dina? The Chidah asks a question, how do you know that Dina is the one that was missing? Maybe Dina was there. Dina was one of his 11 children that were there. And another one of the Shvatim was missing. What compelled you to say that Dina was missing? How did you become so sure that Dina is the one that's missing? So the Chidah answers that it's written in the Gemara, one of the reasons that the Beis HaMikdash was built in the portion of Binyamin, that since Binyamin wasn't born yet, and Binyamin is the only one that didn't bow to Esav. When Yaakov greets Esav, everybody bows down to Esav. Binyamin is the only one that didn't bow down to Esav. So if we say that another Shevet was hidden in a box or somewhere, and Dina was there, and one of the tribes wasn't there, then it can be only Binyamin. Why wasn't the Beis HaMikdash built in that portion of the other tribe? So must be that all the men, all the males tribes were there, and eventually they all bowed down to Esav. Only Binyamin, who isn't born yet, doesn't bow down to Esav. So then must be that the 11 children must be all his sons. He has got 12 children, so must be that Dina wasn't there. So then Rashi's question is very good. Vedina heichan haisa. Where was Dina? So Rashi says, Nosna bateva v'no befonel. Yaakov Avinu took Dina and locked her up. Shelo yitem ba Esav einav. So Esav should not look at her, because maybe Esav is going to desire and Esav is going to want to marry her. Ulekach ne'anash Yaakov. Because he did that, Yaakov was punished, Shemona me'achiv, that he prevented her from her brother, Shemo tachzireinu lemutav, maybe she could have even turned Esav to be good, and because of that, he was punished, ve'naflo be'yad Shechem, that she fell instead in the hand of Shechem, and eventually Shechem rapes her. In other words, Rashi is saying that Yaakov decided to hide Dina from sight. That's why it's written only 11 children and Dina was not there. She was there, but she could not be seen. And because he did that, because he prevented Esav from marrying Dina, maybe Dina would have turned Esav to good. So therefore, he was punished that she fell in the hand of Shechem. The pasuk continues, Vayavor at Mavar Yabok, and it crossed until the crossing of Yabok. Mefarshim explained that the word Yabok is numerical value 112, the yud is 10, the base is 2, and the kaf is 100, and that is the numerical value of the Shem Elohim and the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Elohim, the Aleph is 1, the Lamet is 30, that's 31, the Hey is 5, that's 36, the Yud is 10, that's 46, and the Mem is 40, so that's 86, and Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is also the name of Hashem, that's Yud is 10, the hey is 5, it's 15, the vav is 6, it's 21, and then the hey is 5, it's 26. So 86 and 26, that is 112. They explained that Mavar Yabok is when you cross into Eretz Yisrael, it's considered Yabok because Eretz Yisrael is where we have the unification of Elohim Yud Kei Vav Kei, where Hashem's name is complete. Vayikochem, and he took him, Vayavirem es Anochal, and he crossed them over the river, Vayavir es Hashaloi, and he passed everything that is his. Vayivoser Yaakov Levadoi, Yaakov remained alone, Vayeovek Ish Imoi, and a person fought with him, wrestled with him. Vayeovek is the language dust. So Rashi says when you wrestle with a person, you bring up dust. Ad Alois HaShachar, until morning came. We will soon give different interpretations who that person that came to fight with Yaakov was, why did he come now, and why did he do, or why did he dislocate Yaakov's hip. The pasuk continues, Vayar kilo yacholoi, and he saw that he could not overcome him. Vayiga bekaf yerechoi, he struck the socket of his hip. Vateika kaf yerech Yaakov, and Yaakov's socket was moved, was dislodged, dislocated. Behav koimoi, when he wrestled with him. Vayoimer, and he said, Shalcheni, let me go, ki alo hashachar, the morning has come. Vayoimer, he says, Lo yesh lechacho, I will not send you, kim berachtoni, only if you will bless me. Rashi on the pasuk by Vaser Yaakov Levadoi, that Yaakov remained alone. Rashi brings the Gemara in Chulin Dav Tzadik Aleph, not exactly like the Gemara, but Rashi says that Shochach Pachim Ketanim, that he forgot small jugs, Vechozer Aleihem, and he returned for them. Truth is, the Gemara doesn't say Shochach, the Gemara doesn't say he forgot. The Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Lozor says, Shenishtayer, that he remained back, Al Pachim Ketanim, because of small jugs. Mikan le Tzadikim, from here you learn that Tzadikim, Mamoinam Choviv Aleihem Migufam, that you learn Tzadikim, their property is more precious than their bodies. Vekol Kach Lama, why do we see their properties is so precious? Lefi she'ein poshtin yedeim begezel, because they do not steal. Money that is properly earned is hard to get by, so therefore they are willing to put themselves in a little discomfort in order to regain their money. Das Kenyan Baal HaTosfos explains, how do I know, or how does the Gemara knows that is Pachim Ketanim, that it was small jugs, that they came back for little jars. Das Kenyan brings down that since it says Vayivaser Yaakov remained Levadoi for his Vadoi, so don't read Levadoi, read Lekadoi. Don't read he remained alone, read he remained for his kad, for his jug, or for his jar. That interpretation does a Kenyan Baal HaTosfos brings, Dovorachar Loshen Beis Abad, that from the olive press, that normally you put oil in small jars, so that is the idea of oil bad. Beis Abad is the olive press. Obviously, if Yaakov remained back, he remained back to get something that has to do with the olive press. Must be that is small jars where you put a little bit of oil. We require to understand what was so important that Yaakov remained behind or he came back for the oil. What does this oil symbolize? What kind of oil was it? But Rashi first says that the pasuk Vayeovek Ish Imoi, that the person came to fight with him, who was the person that came to fight? Rashi says it was Saroi Shel Esav, the ministering angel or the guardian angel of Esav came to fight with Yaakov. Sefer Matnas Chaim on Moyadim for Reb Solomon asks a question. He asks, why did the angel of Esav, the Sar Shel Esav, come to fight Yaakov only after Yaakov goes back for Pachim Ketanim? When the angel sees that Yaakov is going back for small jugs, why then is he fighting Yaakov? Why didn't he find another time to fight Yaakov? If the whole idea is they're arguing about the brachas, Yaakov Avinu was working and he was in the fields shepherding for so many years. Why now that he sees that Yaakov is going back for Pachim Ketanim, that's when the angel decides to go and fight Yaakov? Another question that he asks is that we don't get the whole idea of the tzaddikim, that righteous people love their money more than their body. We know that if somebody would value so much money, we wouldn't hold that to be a good thing. So how come tzaddikim, the Gemara says, mamoinam, their money, chaviv aleihem, yoiser migufam, that their money is more valuable than their bodies? So he brings from the Chaim Vital, he explains that tzaddikim realize that everything that they get in this world is given by Hashem for a purpose. And the purpose that Hashem gives everything this world must be for him to be able to get to a higher level in the world to come. Everything you earn, everything you get as a gift, everything you make in this world must be a purpose for Hashem, because otherwise Hashem would not give it to you. So therefore, Yaakov Avinu, realizing that everything Hashem gave him is for a purpose, that means everything that he has, even those pachim ketanim, even those jugs, has to be for a service to Hashem. Therefore, he decided that he cannot despise it. And also he says that since tzaddikim do not steal from one another, they don't cheat, and everything is followed according to legal procedures, according to halacha, and then you realize that everything that's given to you is to serve Hashem. So therefore, they want their money. They go back even for Pachim Ketanim, because since Hashem gave you these little jugs, then obviously must be that Hashem gave you these jugs for a purpose. Another thing we have to know, that in Tana Dvei Eliyahu Zuta, Perek Yutes brings down, on the Pasuk, Vayisroitetzu Abonim Bekirba, last week where we see that the children fought in Rivka's womb, when Yaakov and Esav were still in Rivka's womb, they were fighting. Tana Dvei Eliyahu Zuta says, what were they fighting about? He says that they were fighting about the inheritance of both worlds. We know there is Olam Hazeh, this world, the physical world, and there is Olam Haba, the spiritual world. So Yaakov and Esav were fighting about who is going to get who. So Yaakov decided to take Olam Haba, the spiritual world, and Esav decided to take Olam Hazeh, the physical world. We know what's in the physical world. The physical world comprises of eating, drinking, relationships, children, business, everything physical. And Tana Dvei Eliyahu explains that that's the reason when Yaakov came out of the womb, he wanted to buy the Bechoira. He wanted to buy that portion that they already agreed in the womb what to get. And that's what Michra Kayoim, sell me like the day that we agreed inside the womb what we're going to do, that we should agree that you're going to take Olam Hazeh and I'm going to take Olam Haba. Therefore, in this week's Parsha, on chapter 33, Pasuk number 5, when Esav sees all the women, all the children that Yaakov has, he asks, Mi Eile Lach, what are these to you? So Rashi explains, Mi Eile Liyoshalach, how did you come to get him? We made a deal. We made a deal that you're going to get Olam Haba, I'm going to get Olam Hazeh, you are going to get the world to come, and I'm going to get this world, and children, and wife, and cattle is all part of this world. So Yosef is asking, what right do you have to have these things, to have women and children and cattle? How do you get to get this? Yaakov answers that these are the things Asher Chonan Elokim Esavdecho, these are the things that Hashem gave to your servant, to his servant, here in this world. In other words, Hashem gave these things for me to be able to get my Olam Haba. Hashem gave me means, vehicles, from this world to be able to get to Olam Haba. So it comes out that this is the machlokes between Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov wants the physicality, all the things that he has in this world is in order to go to Olam Haba. And Esav wants the physicality for physicality's sake. So Rav Solomon says, now that we see that Yaakov came back, Pachim Ketanim, the Pasuk says that Yaakov came back four little jars, little jugs. The ministering angel of Esav says, wait a minute, you come back for money? For little money you come back? Physical things belong to me. So if you come back for little money, that's why he decides to fight Yaakov. Because since money and physicality is the portion of Esav, so the angel was wondering, Yaakov, you come back for these little things? You value these little things? These little things belong to me. I'm the Sar Shel Esav. These little things only belong to me, not to you. So therefore, Yaakov has to fight him, and Yaakov has to show him, true, that is Olam Hazeh, but I require to have some Olam Hazeh in order to have the vehicle to get to Olam Haba. I need money to be able to make mitzvahs. I need money to be able to give tzedakah. I need money to build a house, to be able to make Hachnasas Arachim. I need money to buy a Esrog, to do other things. So therefore I need this Pachim Ketanim. Even this Pachim Ketanim is important for me because I'm required to have this for Olam Haba. And the angel saw that he cannot win Yaakov, that Yaakov really, everything that he has in this world is only for a purpose of Olam Haba. Nothing that he has, even Pachim Ketanim, even the small jars that he came back was only because he is intent using them for Olam Haba. Therefore, the angel decided to move the Kaf Yerech Yaakov. He moved, dislocated the hip, because the hip is close to the reproductive organs. So the angel thought that if I can't affect Yaakov, maybe I will be able to affect the future generations of Yaakov. That any time somebody uses his money for Olam Hazeh, not for Olam Haba, then I'll be able to influence him. Because since Olam Hazeh, this world, is the dominion of Esav, everything we have to this world, if we have it for this world purposes, not if we have it on intent for using it for Hashem, for mitzvahs. If he has it just for pure pleasure purposes, this is dominion of Esav. So then I will be able to dominate and control his children. So you see that a Jew always has to remember that everything he has in this world is a gift from Hashem and is made to serve Hashem in some way. We have to figure out exactly what is the way, but we must know that it is only made to serve Hashem. So he continues and he says something very beautiful. He says, if you take a look on Parshas Kiseitze, right before Amalek, in Dvarim chapter 25, before Pasuk 17, right before we say, Zohar es asher osalach Amalek, remember what Amalek does to you, right before we have the Parsha that tells you that you should have proper weights and proper measures, that a Jew should always have proper weights and measures, and should not cheat one another. Because what's the idea? The idea, if you cheat from one another, then you are getting, you are usurping from the portions of Esav. Because since you are supposed to get only the world to come, so every time you do something against the law to get this world, then you are appropriating yourself, you are stealing from the portion of Esav. Therefore, right after the parsha, that your measures and your weights should be honest, should be right, on Pasuk number 13 to Pasuk number 15, says, Zohar es asher osa lecha Amalek, that if you do not have the weights and measurements, then Hashem will send Amalek against you, because that is really the dominion of Amalek. You are usurping the dominion of Amalek, which come from Esav, and therefore you should have proper weights and measures. A person has to know that everything that he has is a gift from Hashem, and he has to use it for Hashem's purposes. And he continues, he says, according to this, we see very good how come right after the story of Esau's encounter with Yaakov, there we have Yaakov Nosan Sukkoi. So Yaakov traveled to Sukkos, Vaiven Loi Bais, and he built for himself a house, Ulemikneu also Sukkos, but to his cattle he made a Sukkos, a temporary dwelling. So he wanted to say that what's Pshat Lemikneu also Sukkos? Why does he mean for the cattle he makes Sukkos? Lemikneu also means for the things that he acquired, for his kinyonim, for everything that he bought, all the things in this world, he made it like a sukkah, like a temporary dwelling. In other words, he realized that everything he has in this world is not permanent. Everything he has in this world is only temporary. After his encounter with Esav, and where he told Esav that he's not going to use this Olam Haza for Olam Haza purposes, that he is not going to use this world for this world purposes, so he wanted to symbolize all the Jewish people in the future should know this is the proper way to behave when you receive wealth, that you have to realize that Hashem gave you this wealth only for you to be able to reach a higher level in the world to come, and not for a permanent use of this world, that this is only a means to an end, but not the end itself, that you have to realize that's only temporary. So therefore, for Lemikneu, for his wealth, he decided to make Sukkos, and that will be an example for everybody in the future to make sure that he doesn't put the main emphasis on his wealth for the wealth's sake, but the emphasis should be, how do I get to the world to come? The Chasam Sofer on the Pasuk, Vayivaser Yaakov Levadoi, that Yaakov remained alone, the Chasam Sofer says that Levadoi, the word Levadoi, is the acronym backwards of the Pasuk on chapter 34, Pasuk number 1, Vateitze Dina Bat Leah, that Dina, the daughter of Leah, went out. And that is the beginning of the story of the rape of Dina. The word Levadoi, the Vav backwards is Vav Vateitze, the Dalet is Dina, the Bet is Bat, and the Lamet is Leah. So reading backwards is acronym of Vateitze Dina Bat Leah, that Dina, the daughter of Leah, went out. And the Chasam Sofer doesn't really explain what is the connection with Yaakov remaining alone and something about telling him that Dina Bat Leah. Also, it's interesting to know that the Radak on Pasuk 26, where it says Vayar Kilo Yochel Loi, that the angel saw that he can't win him, Vayiga Bakaf Yarechoi, and he touched in his hip socket, the Radak brings down that the angel realized that he can't hurt Yaakov himself, but he will still be able to hurt Yaakov's children, specifically Dina, that she is eventually going to suffer by the hands of Shechem. And the reason it's written Kaf is because Kaf is a feminine word. So that is definitely the hint about Dina, that Dina is going to have trouble. Rashi on the Pasuk, on chapter 34, Pasuk number 1, says, Vateitze Dina bat Leah. Dina, the daughter of Leah, went out. Rashi is bothered, why is it written Bat Leah velo Bat Yaakov? It's not written Bat Yaakov. So Rashi says, Elo Shem Yitzioso Nikros Bat Leah, that because she inherited the character of her mother, therefore she's called Bat Leah, the daughter of Leah. Where do we see that she inherited the character of the mother? So Rashi says, Sha'afi Yatzanit Haisa, that Leah was also always going out. Where do we see Leah was going out? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Vateitze Leah likrosoi, Leah went out across him to meet Yaakov in chapter 30, Pasuk number 16. There, after Leah trades the right to have relationship with Yaakov for the flowers, for the dodoim with Rachel. It was Rachel's night to have relationship with Yaakov. And Leah trades it for the flowers. Leah goes out in the field and tells Yaakov, Eli Tovoy, don't go to Rachel, you're supposed to come to me. So therefore, since Dinah did also now is going to the see the people of the land, she's considered the daughter of Leah because she has the same character trait as Leah. This Rashi is very hard to understand on a simple level. Because how can Rashi compare Leah to Dinah? Leah came out to the field because she didn't want to embarrass Yaakov by having him first go to Rachel's tent and then have to tell him, come to my tent. And because she wanted to have a mitzvah of having a relationship with the tzaddik. So that's why she went out to the field. We always encourage a person to do an effort and do something when they want to perform a mitzvah. Therefore, Leah went to the field. But Dinah here is going out to the field, in the simple meaning, lirot bivnot ha'aretz, to take a look at the people in the land. She's just going to see what's happening. So how can you compare, just because Leah went to make a mitzvah, she went out, so too Dinah went out. If you're going to say that it doesn't matter why you go out, you still have the character trait of going out, then we have a better question. Yaakov also went out, because the pasuk says, Vayetze Yaakov Yiber Shava, Yaakov went out from Be'er Shava. Obviously, Rashi doesn't mean just to say that just because it's written the verb that she went out, so too, here it's written the verb that she went out. Because otherwise, there wouldn't be excuse not to write down Bas Yaakov. If Yaakov, we also see he went out. And people always go out somewhere. So how can you compare Leah's going out to Dinah's going out? Obviously, Rashi, by associating Leah going out and Dinah going out, Rashi is trying to hint me at something. So what is the connection between Leah's going out and Dinah's going out? Yalkut Shimoni brings down that when the pasuk says, Vayeovek ish imoy, that the person came to fight with Yaakov, came to wrestle with Yaakov, Yesh Omrim Michael Ayu, that it was the angel Michael, our guardian angel in heaven, Michael, which protects always the Jews, he is the one that came to fight with Yaakov. So the question everybody asks is, why did Michael come to fight with Yaakov? What did Yaakov do wrong that Michael saw that he has to come fight with Yaakov? I wanted to answer the questions. How come Dinah Bas Leah is mentioned here or is alluded to here by Levado, like the Chasam Sofer says, that Yaakov is alone and there it's mentioned Dinah Bat Leah, but Vateitze Dinah Bat Leah is the acronym of Levado, and also why is she called Bat Leah and she is not called Bat Yaakov, and also according to Yalkut Shimoni, how come Michal comes to fight him, and according to Dazakenim Bala Toisves, that he says that Pachim Ketanim, that the small jars or small jugs is alluded to by the word Levado, that he came alone, and it's called Levado, is the letters Bad, is the letters he came for Levado, for his oil press. So how come the Torah doesn't write down clearly that he came for Pachim Ketanim? The Torah could have just written down that he forgot jugs, and he's coming back to get him. Why does the Torah have to give me such ambiguous way of levado? I wanted to answer that if you take a look at the word levado, levado comprises of the word bad, like the Dazakenim Balatoises brings down, which means the oil, but also lamed vav, also 36. And the hint is for the lights of 36, which either is the lights of Hanukkah, that Hanukkah we light 36 candles, 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus 6 plus 7 plus 8 ends up being 36, and Hanukkah we have light of 36, and the 36 lights that we light is to remind us of the 36 sparks of the sun that we lost because of the sin of Chava. And Sefer Rechovos HaNor brings the Medrash Rabbah Ayin Hey, and he says that the Medrash writes down that Yaakov Avinu Choto, he sinned, because Yaakov Avinu was so afraid of Esav, even though Hashem promised him protection. Yaakov Avinu was so afraid of Esav that he became subjugated because of Esav. Therefore, it was propitious for Yaakov to fall in the hand of Esav when he was going to meet him. The Rechovos HaNor says that's why the angel Michal, which is the patron angel of the Jews, came and he fought with Yaakov and he hurt Yaakov a little bit. So therefore, it should be forgiven by his pain. The greater sin of not having bitachon in Hashem, not having trust in Hashem, and being so afraid of Esav. So comes out, according to Rechovos HaNor, then when it's written Vayevaser Yaakov Levado, that Yaakov remained alone, means that Yaakov was still very much afraid of Esav, and that's why really the angel only comes after he decides to protect his family, because he's afraid Esav is going to come and destroy his family. That's when the angel comes to fight him. So I want to translate Vayevaser Yaakov Levadoi, that Yaakov, which we translate normally as Yaakov remained alone, I want to translate a little bit differently. I want to say Vayevaser is from the language Vayevaser, which is the language Vitur, the language giving up or letting go. That Vayevaser Yaakov, Yaakov gave up on Levadoi, on rectifying the light of 36. That Yaakov, by being afraid of Esav, by being afraid of the powers of evil, gave up on the idea of rectifying the sin of Chava, because he was so afraid of the power of evil that he couldn't do it. And what means also that since he was subjugated to Esav, he was afraid of Esav, and that is really the anti what happened at Hanukkah. The miracle of Hanukkah was that we had total bitachon in Hashem, and a smaller army was able to conquer a bigger army, and also a weaker army was able to conquer a stronger army. That's what we'd say in davening. In the middle of Al HaNisim, we say that Mosarto Giboirim Beyad Chaloshim, strong people in the hand of weaker people, and Verabim Beyad Meatim, and you gave a bigger army in the hands of a smaller army. And we continue with Rishoyim Beyad Tzadikim, and you gave evil people in the hands of righteous people. That means that we had total bitachon in Hashem, and we had total trust in Hashem, even against unsurmountable odds. Hashem still made us win the war. And that's what is the miracle of Hanukkah, which is Bad Lamed Vav, which the miracle of Hanukkah brings back the light of 36, that the forces of evil cannot win over us, that we are able to break the forces of evil. And Levado means that Bad Lamed Vav, the oil of 36, which is the light of the world, the light that the Rishoyim cannot use, the light that even evil people cannot use, that is the light that we have to work for. But Yaakov, by being afraid of Esav, Vayevater Yaakov Levadoi, Yaakov gave up Levadoi, gave up the light of 36. Once he gave up the light of 36, automatically, Vayavik Ishimoi, a man came to fight him, and that man is the angel Michal. Michal came to fight him. You have no right to give up. And therefore, Michal has to give him a little pain, and through that pain, will atone for his lack of bitachon. Now it's also very good why, by the word Levadoi, the Chasam Sofer says that's alluded to Vateitze Dina Bat Leah. Why specifically there? So we could say that Yaakov was afraid of Esav, and he was willing to give up on the 36 sparks. But like we mentioned last week, Leah, through her sons, by naming her sons for the four senses that became corrupted by the sin of Chava, and Leah being the numerical value of 36, Leah wanted to ratify the 36 lights, and also by the last son, when she brought Dudaim, and the Dudaim, according to what he mentioned last week, the Dudaim was made to finish or to rectify, to make it right, the last sense, to elevate the last sense of smell, because Dudaim natnu reyach, Dudaim gives smell, and through that we receive Torah, and through Torah we receive the light. Like the pasuk says, Kiner mitzvah, a candle is a mitzvah, the Torah are, and Torah is light. Comes out that Leah, when she comes out, and she says on Bereishis, chapter 30, pasuk number 16, Vateitze Leah likrosoi, Leah went to meet Yaakov, Vatomer, she says, Eli tavo, you come to me. Leah there wanted to ratify the 36 lights. And the Orachaim HaKodesh brings down on Parshas Kiseitze, which is the volume 21, pasuk number 11. There the pasuk starts, Veroisa Bashivya, that you will go into a voluntary war and you will find attractive woman inside the war. The Racham is bothered. How is it possible that you will find attractive woman inside the war and that you'll desire? How can that be? In the previous parsha, Parsha Shoftim, we said that we will make announcements before you go to war, and we announce anybody who has a sin should not go to war. Anybody who's afraid even of a minor sin should not go to war. Obviously, everybody who goes to war is a tzaddik, and if everybody goes to war is a tzaddik, how is it possible that you will find a beautiful woman and you'll be attracted to her? And the Torah should require to devote a whole parsha for that. So the Rachaim says that we know that after the sin of Adam HaRishon, after the sin of Chava, sparks went to different people, and even Rishoyim, even non-Jews, could have those sparks, and by a tzaddik going out and finding attraction to a woman, obviously he's attracted because of those sparks. And he says we could see that great people, great converts came from the Umas Olam, from the nations of the world, and they only came because they had a certain spark within them that caused them to come, and they were attracted to the tzaddik, to some tzaddikim that brought them out. For example, Ruth HaMoavia, that Ruth also had one of the sparks, and she was attracted to Naomi. And that is also what they explain. The reason that we go to the Galut, the reason we go to the Diaspora, is to be able to attract certain sparks that is hidden among the people of other nations. And once the tzaddik finds attraction from these sparks, he has to ascertain if his attraction is a physical attraction or his attraction is a spiritual attraction. So what does he do? He makes the woman become unattractive and take away her beautiful clothes, so he'll be able to ascertain if his desire for her is because of the sparks that was in her or it was her physical beauty. But the Rachaim continues that Shechem also had one of these sparks, because this week's parsha on chapter 34, pasuk number 3, after Shechem decides to take Dinah, there it says, Vatidbak nafsho bedina, says his soul became connected to Dinah, because Dinah was such a holy woman, was able to bring out that spark that was in him, and she was able to capture one of her sparks. So much that the Shem Yishmur brings down that every day in davening we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Leolam Vaed, and the words Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Leolam Vaed, the Rosh HaTevas, the acronym is Bishchem Lamed Vav. The acronym of these words means that in Shechem was Lamed Vav, one of the 36 sparks. Not only that, you'll see, according to the Midrash, the product of Shechem's rape of Dinah was a daughter called Osnas, and Osnas married Yosef. Comes out Shechem is the grandfather of two tribes, Menashe Ephraim. So comes out that Dinah was able to bring one of the 36 sparks. She was able to bring back one of the 36 sparks that was lost by Adam HaRishon. So therefore, comes out very good. We asked the question, how come it's written, Vateitze Dinah bat Leah? Why does it say that Dinah, the daughter of Leah, went out. If the whole idea is that she's going out, why doesn't it say Bas Yaakov? Yaakov also went out. So now we're saying that no, Dinah went out for the same purpose Leah went out. Leah originally went out to get back the sparks. So too, Dinah going out now, Dinah was also going out to get the sparks. That's what the pasuk is saying, Vateitzet Dinah bat Leah. The same way that Leah went out because she wanted to get the sparks, so too, Dinah, when she's going out, she's not going out just for fun. She's going out because she knows, she feels there's one of the sparks around her neighborhood, and she wants to get out the sparks. So therefore, it's also very good. But the pasuk says, "Va'yivaser Yaakov levadoi," that Yaakov gave up the levadoi. So the Chasam Sofer is saying, yeah, Yaakov gave up the levadoi. Yaakov gave up on rectifying the 36. But on the word levadoi is alluded to that his daughter, Dinah, Bat Leah, is not giving up the 36. She's holding on to the Bad Lamed Vav. She's holding on to the 36 sparks. Now you could also understand what the Radak means to say, but he touched the Kafir Reichoi that he was alluding to Dinah. That could be that the angel Michal, as soon as he saw that he cannot fight Yaakov, he's trying to convince Yaakov to go fight the 36 and to keep hope of 36, and he saw Vayar Kilo Yuchaloi, he saw that he cannot do it with him, Vayiga Bekav Yerechoi, so he touched Yerechoi to allude to that Dinah, yes, Dinah is going to get the sparks, but unfortunately, it will come through pain, and it's going to hurt, Dinah will suffer, but Dinah will still be able to take out the spark, something that Yaakov could not do. And you could also say that this is Pshat, on Pasuk 26, it says, Vayar kilo yocholoi, that the angel saw that he cannot win him. So it could be Pshat, that Vayar kilo yocholoi, that the angel saw, Michal saw, kilo yochol, that he can't loi, that he cannot do the 36. The loi is written with a lamed vav. Could be that the angel saw that Yaakov cannot accomplish the 36. So he was hinting him, Vayika bekav yerechoi, so he touched his hip to show that you cannot do the 36, but Dinah, your daughter, according to the Radak, will be able to elevate one of the 36 by going to Shechem and by suffering and getting hurt, but nonetheless, she's able to accomplish and take out one of the 36 sparks. So we learn from this parsha that we have to know that all our wealth on this world is only for Olam Haba, is only in order to achieve for the world to come. And this parsha is also telling you about the importance to have bitachon, to have trust in Hashem, even faced against great odds, you should still have bitachon Hashem, like we have the upcoming festival of Chanukah, that there we see how Hashem doesn't forsake us, that if you have bitachon, we trust Him, then He will deliver, He gives us what we need, and also we have to increase our Torah learning, because only by increasing our Torah learning we'll be able to capture those light, because like it says, Kiner mitzvah v'toyer or, candles are mitzvah and Torah is light. So if we're able to bring back the lights and being a shining example in the diaspora, then Hashem should help that diaspora will end quickly and Moshiach Tzidkenu will come, the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt, b'imhero b'yomeinu amen.